something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Very quickly, would you turn into the book of Revelation? The book of Revelation. Yesterday, we began to share along a certain line, but we haven't really gotten into it. So we had the introduction last night. I'm trying to introduce the subject of our priesthood as believers. So you might want to title it the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. And I want to emphasize certain areas. We already have some messages on this subject that we have taught over the years, and I hope that you will take advantage of the benefits of our recorded tapes and ask for the series on the priestly ministry of believers. We have several topics on that. I believe they will be beneficial to you. So I'm going to read again from Revelation chapter number 1, from verse number 4 into verse 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And I pointed out that we do have a detailed teaching on the seven spirits of God. You need those tapes. They'll help you. So make sure you call or order for those tapes. The title is The Seven Spirits of God. It's important for you to know what that is all about. From verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. I want you all to read verse 5. Hallelujah. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The problem of sin has been dealt with. Sin is no longer the problem of the Christian. He says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. He's not trying to wash us. He's already done it. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. I love the way Paul puts it. He says, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. Ye are justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Just wonderful. Wonderful.
Now look at this. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
And hath made us kings. We talked about that yesterday. And I was asking, what does God think about us? When he looks at us, what's on his mind? What goes through his mind? What does God think about you? So when we pray, what does God think? Does he think, all right, okay, there's a lot of requests today and I've got so much to answer? Is that the way God thinks? Is he concerned about our praying? Yes, he is concerned about our praying. The problem is, he's concerned that we are praying the wrong way. He said he hath made us kings. He hath made us kings. So all this kind of begging prayers are not acceptable with God. And I told you, one of the first things that must be changed in your mentality is that kings, see, you have to understand that kings don't beg. They don't beg men, they don't beg God, they don't beg demons, they don't beg circumstances. Kings don't beg. God doesn't want us begging. He doesn't want us begging him for a job, begging him for money, begging him for a wife, begging him for a husband, begging him for a child, begging him for health, begging him to be saved, begging him for the Holy Ghost, begging him for the anointing. He doesn't want us begging. Kings don't beg. Say that with me. Kings don't beg. The Bible says he hath made us kings. He's not about to do it. He's already done it. He hath made us kings. Who are you? Are you sure? What should your prayer be like then? And thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. For where the word of a king is, there is power. There's power. But you have to be trained. You have to be raised. And we read that yesterday. He said in Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 1. He said the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant. Though he be Lord of all. Though he is a king in the making. As long as he is a child, he will live the life of a servant. He didn't say when he is a child, but as long as he is a child. It's up to him. He can be a child for 40 years. He will live the life of a servant. And do you know that many, many Christians all over the world are living the life of servants? Because they have been children so long. They've been babies so long. They've never been taught the word of God. They are satisfied to be a member of a church just to feel good. They like to be in a church to be associated with certain people, just to be happy. How sad it is to miss God's plan for your life just to be in a place. You ask some people sometimes, what do you enjoy in a service? He says, the songs. What about you? Well, the drama. What about you? Well, I just like the place. It's cool. What about you? Oh, I have a lot of friends in that church. I enjoy going there. Socializing. Wanting to be identified with certain people. And so they have never been taught the word of God. And you can't blame them. Because sometimes most of the ministers themselves have never been taught. And they too are not to blame. Because they have never been taught. See, they've never been taught. So they don't know. They don't even know they have to be taught. So on Sunday, they get a sermon ready. No, it's not enough. The Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge, and I always like to put it in the positive light, through knowledge shall the just be delivered into his inheritance. Hallelujah. You know why? Because Moses said, the Lord your God brought you out that he might bring you in. So, and Paul said, Jesus said to him in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, you know, remember his vision when he saw the light from heaven. Jesus spoke to him concerning the Gentiles. He said to deliver them from the hands of Satan unto God. But Moses brought them out of Egypt. It was Joshua that took them in. Come on. So there are certain people who are called to deliver others. But there are some that are called to take them into their inheritance. And that's my calling, brother. Hallelujah. So I'm not into the deliverance ministry. Woo, glory. So I don't need to know all the names of several demons. No. I belong in another group. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in the land of our inheritance. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay, come on here now. Revelation. He said, and hath made us kings and priests. He hath made us kings. So we are kings. And we have to develop the mentality of kings. I told you yesterday, learn to dress right. Kings ought to dress right. Doesn't matter. See, you don't have to be expensive to dress right. Come on. You don't have to be expensive to dress right. If you put a shirt on, be sure that you press it. In other words, iron it. Make sure it's smooth. Then, if it's the kind to be tucked in, tuck it in. Keep your collar straight. Look like a king. Are you still there? Don't look like a pauper. Don't look like a beggar. Clean your shoes. Now some of you, if the dogs saw your shoes, they'll bark. Because you don't clean them. You don't clean them. And you're wondering why you take your shoes off and everywhere is smelling. Have you ever been with such folks? When they sit with you and just take off the shoes because they've been sweating. Keep the shoes dry. Keep your feet dry. How? Keep yourself clean. Are you still there? Yes. Because you're a king. It's important. You're a king. Smell nice. Have your bath. Be fresh. Some people don't bath for 3 days. You say, why don't you have your bath every day? Well, I'm not dirty. No. If you live in the tropics like we do, this part of Africa, you got to have your bath every day. And if you're a lady, at least twice a day. You don't want me to tell you why in this meeting. You don't want me to say anything more. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
See, you're the King's kid. Be fresh. So you want to talk to somebody about Jesus, and you don't want that person, can we have a break? You don't want that. You want that fellow listening with full attention. So you have to take care of the details. Come on, somebody. Now, y'all so quiet. So quiet now. I remember some years ago, and we were trying to minister to a certain gentleman. You know, years ago, he was actually a minister at the time. I hope he's still in the ministry. But you know, we were trying to we laid hands on him to pray for him. I've forgotten whatever reason we were praying for him. But as we had our hands on him, I had to turn my nostrils upward. I couldn't take it anymore. The head on which we laid our hands, that head was smelling terribly. Maybe it hadn't seen water a long time. In Jesus, I had to hurry up the prayer. Thank you, Father. Amen. And when he was gone, Lord Jesus, I just had a deliverance after he left me. What am I saying to you? It's important. Because you're a child of the King. You're a child of the King. Some of you don't know why you lost a job. You may have lost a job when you came in for the interview. Soon as you entered the place, the smell came with you. And that guy behind the desk made up his mind, you are not coming in. No matter how good you are, no! Did you ever ask someone to come do something for you and you had to step out? You just, Lord Jesus. You don't want that in your life. Tell somebody, be clean. I know Jesus said, ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. So you take this word now and go and use it at home. It'll keep you fully clean. So you are clean now, huh? Through this message I just preached to you. You finalize it at home with clean water. Thank you very much. Praise God forevermore. He had made us kings. He had made us kings and priests. He had made us kings and priests. So I said, tonight we'll go into that second part of that verse. And priests. We are priests. And we defined that yesterday. Who is a priest? Again, book of Hebrews, the 8th chapter. Let's get the word definition. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Do you sense victory in the air? I feel it in the spirit. It's here. Wow. Whoosh. I'm reading from verse 1. Now, oh, glory to God. This message is changing our lives. It's working in us. We will be better at the end than how we were when we came. Glory to God. You're living here a better man, a better woman. You're living here better than when you came. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boy, am I glad. Thank you, Lord. Going back better. Going back improved. Wow. Now, verse 1, chapter 8, book of Hebrews. Of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to... Now, watch it. Every high priest is ordained for a special function, he says. Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Who is a high priest? In the Gospels, another term was used. Chief priest. The high priest is the chief priest, meaning he is the number one priest. In the days of the kings, they had a deputy. They called him the second priest, meaning there was a first priest. The first priest was the chief priest, which is the high priest. The deputy was the second priest. Do you understand? And then there were many priests. So he says, the high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. So the priests were a class of people who were given a responsibility to offer gifts and sacrifices. And as you study in the Word of God, you discover certain other things that they were asked to do. Now I said there was a ministry to God and a ministry to man. The priest's ministry to God was to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices to God on behalf of the people. They had a ministry to the people. The ministry to the people was to teach them the Word of God, to lead the people in the worship of God, to teach, to lead in worship, to lead in spiritual things, to lead the people in prayer. They were the custodians of divine revelations. They taught them. The prophets didn't teach. The prophets brought the revelation and preached it. Many of them were seers and leaders like generals of the army. But the priest carried the presence of God. He taught the details of the revelation. Are you still there? So, these several functions of the priest, the Bible shows us. But I want to major this time on a certain area of the ministry of the priest. Because the Bible says, he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. And I began by asking you from yesterday, what does God think about us? What does he want us to do? What's on his mind? Why do we pray the way we do? A lot of us are concerned about our needs. Now all the time we're trying to find out how to get God to do something for us. A lot of times we're trying to find out what more we should do so that we can get something that we want. Does God like it? He doesn't. Why? Because he already made us kings. And that presupposes that we ought to understand that we are heirs. That the world belongs to us. We don't have any needs. But you don't understand it because you're a child. You don't have any needs. There's nothing that you should be asking for in this world. Paul said, the world is yours. Has that come home to you? Have you come to understand that? You're not in need of anything. The world belongs to you. Maybe you haven't thought about it. But that's what the Word of God says. The world is yours. It was willed to Abraham. And the Bible says, if ye are heirs, if ye are Abraham's seed, ye are heirs according to the promise. If ye are Abraham's seed, then we are heirs. And you know what? We are Abraham's seed. And we are heirs of that which was promised to Abraham. And guess what? The real number one seed of Abraham has come. He has taken the possession. That which was promised to Abraham has become his. And his name is Jesus. And we are joint heirs with him. And so the Bible says, if ye belong to Christ, ye are Abraham's seed. And therefore heirs. Hallelujah. So we have come into our inheritance. That which was promised to Abraham and his seed has become ours. And you only begin to enjoy it as a king when you come to office. When you move from being the technon of God to the heirs of God. You are born the technon of God. That's the Son of God. Hallelujah. But you are raised to become his adopted son. Then you can rule and reign with him. They which receive. I want you to notice. He didn't say they which receive grace. But they which receive the overflowing of grace. What do you mean by overflowing? First, the vessel is full. And it's still pouring. It gets full to the brim. It's still pouring. Then it starts overflowing. And that overflow out of his belly shall flow gushers of living water. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Well, that's why I'm reigning with you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.